All right. Got everybody here? Okay. How many of you have ever played with one of these? Raise your hand. Okay. What did you do with the magnifying glass? Zach, what did you do with it when you played with it? Do you look at stuff?
Oh.
Okay.
You like find stuff with it?
You can find stuff with it. Conniger?
I didn't play with it, but my oldest brother did, Caleb did, and he burnt the whole field on fire.
I think I heard you. One of your brothers, we won't say which one, may have used it and started a fire with it. Yeah, because one of the things you can do with it, now you don't need to know about this, is you can, but we don't do that. You didn't say that, did you? Just for the record, whose field was it?
My grandma's.
Ooh, Karen. But anyway, this is actually my mom and dad's magnifying glass. And they had it in their later years of life. It became very important because it helped them read. When they would read, they would look down at the little words and it would magnify them, make them bigger. And how many of you have ever had a splinter? If you've ever had a splinter, you can look and see where it is and look at it. And they're really kind of cool because I can, wow, look at that eye. It's beautiful. Okay. But one of the things it does is a magnifying glass takes something that is little and makes it large. And people read with it. People look at things and try to find things with it. But it magnifies, which means it makes it bigger. So look up here, Peyton. I want a Bible verse for you. Psalm 34:3 says this. And think about it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Magnify the Lord with me. One of the things we're supposed to do as a Christian is we're to magnify God. And what that means is there are lots of people who don't know who God is, and we are the ones that are supposed to make Him big, to let people learn about Him and hear about Him. There are several ways you can do that. The first way is you can tell people about your God. But to be able to tell people about your God, you have to know Him and read your Bible. And you can tell them things like He's everlasting. He is always loving. And so that's one of the ways we magnify. But another way is by the way we live. When we live for Jesus Christ, when we live and do the right things, people look at us and they want to know why we do the right things. And the reason we do the right things is because of Jesus. Let me tell you this. If your life is not the way it should be, you make Jesus look either very bad or very small. Our responsibility is to magnify God. Okay? So let's pray and let's try to do that today. Lord, help us as we go our different ways to magnify You in the way we talk and, Lord, in what we do. And I thank You so much for Your grace that allows us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, gang. Ooh, Skittles. Always be careful. Always think about choking on them. Skittles. Chocolate.
Yeah. Ooh, my favorite.